put on a few pounds. I think I'm at like 260 right now, but that's mainly just staying in shape, gaining good weight, just stuff like that.
I mean, did you feel it was necessary to get in even better shape? I mean, the demand that your body took last year, putting up the numbers you did, and you'll play even more snaps this year. Was that an emphasis then this offseason?
No, definitely. It's always a good thing to just improve your body, but take care of it at the same time. So my main focus was just getting stronger, faster, more explosive, in order to help my team any way I can.
Do you have a sense, Neil, on how your role will play out, where B-Rob will take less snaps and you'll be in for more?
I really don't think about that. We really just go out there and we just play. Whoever needs to go out there and make plays, we just go out there.
Do you have some goals in mind? I mean, you hit double-digit sacks last year, but is there even a bigger ceiling to what you can do?
Just help the team in any way I can. That's basically all it is.
Have you been warned, or have you been aware of, like, third-year guys coming off a double-digit sack year, sometimes their numbers will dip. Even J.J. Watt happened to Jared Allen. I don't know if you were aware of that, but can you put a finger on why that is and what you can do to prevent that? Probably get more attention this time.
I'm not quite sure, but I feel like a reason why that happens is because they pay more attention to the guy that had more sacks. But sacks ultimately come by the defensive line rushing together. So that's mainly what it is.
You feel like you're getting Remmers and Hill and those guys ready? I mean, you're not going to see many better defensive ends than you during the regular season.
I mean, we give good competition. Me, Ev, B-Rob, and all the other younger guys, we go out there and we do our best in order to improve the O-line.
How's that film room with all these defensive linemen? This is one of the best lines in the league. How confident are you guys? How meticulous are you guys in breaking down film? What's it like to be in that room?
It's pretty good, you know. We go in there and we have guys with different abilities. One that our coach could tell us, whichever one of us, to go out there and rush the tackle, however he needs us to rush the tackle. So it's pretty good.
Who's the leader? Who's the vocal leader on the defensive line?
Griff. You should know that's Griff.
Okay. What style of leadership does he have?
He's very vocal. He leads by example. You know, and then we have B-Rob. He's the older guy. Old guy. He just shows us how to elongate our stay in the NFL.
Who keeps the humor going in that?
B-Rob.
Okay.
Yes,
what kind of humor does he have?
You could watch his show, 96 Questions. You know, you'd be laughing all day if you watch that. So you get an idea of what kind of dude he is.
Yeah. Does he speak kind of a different language? Some of you guys.
I mean, we have our own language in there, but
right.
I can't say anything.
Okay.
To the movie, so.
What does Linval bring to that room? I mean, has he just got this quiet confidence about him and a toughness?
He's tough, just brute force. When I see Linval, I just think of just brute force, just destroying something in front of him. So he's just like the wrecking ball of the group.
Any particular offensive lineman right now that, I mean, you've been going up against that have impressed you or that have stood out?
You know, they've all been doing pretty good, you know. Just good competition all around because I line up on the left and then I line up on the right. So it's been pretty good competition so far. So I'm liking what I see from both of them.